Hi everyone, this is Angel Life Makeover, and this is Andrea Dumbecki from AngelFairyHealing.com. I'm excited to be with everybody and to be creating this podcast today. I had some technical difficulties and I couldn't get my podcast up for a while, but it really made me take a step back and realign and just take a break from everything. But I'm excited to be back speaking to everybody, speaking about evolution, speaking about the angels, and today I'm going to be talking about moving on. So in July, I did the mermaid class that's available on my website, and you can come join my free Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. I'm also on TikTok now, and YouTube, and Instagram. So today, I'm going to be talking about moving on and ascension. Very, very important subjects right now. We're going through a lot. We're moving through a lot. We're letting go of a lot. We're changing in monumental ways, and so is the planet. So I wanted to come on today and bring in some angel support and just talk things through with everybody. I always want to remind everybody that you are not alone. Many are going through challenges right now. Many are feeling fears, uncertainties, and it really is a time for us to pull together and bring in powerful medicine from our angels, from our higher self. It's a deep time of spiritual journeying, spiritual growth, right? When we face challenges in our outward world, it forces us to grow spiritually, and we will survive. So I just want to take a moment now to connect with ourselves. Let's connect with our higher self and our angels and really tap into this subject right now. We're going to spend some time with ourselves to check in on how are we moving on right now and how do we feel about that? Are we dragging our feet? Are we kicking and screaming? Are we lying to ourselves? Are we aligned, confident, excited about the future, or are we terrified, right? It's great. Whatever you're feeling is perfect. Just know that you will get through this. And sometimes we just need a little realignment, a little check-in, a little self-healing, and then we've got it, right? So I want to talk about some of the changes and aspects that are moving on for many people, right? Jobs are crumbling and changing, but new opportunities are opening. Relationships are falling apart, but new relationships are blooming. We might be forced to move. Then we might be sad about leaving the place that we used to be, but we know we need to move forward to have new adventures. We also may be grieving past situations, lost people. So I just want to help everybody to be present with whatever they're feeling. If you're feeling grief, if you're feeling fear, if you're feeling instability, uncertainty, just be present with that and bring love. Your angels are with you and reminding you that life is uncertain, but you are always safe in the mind of God. I'm making this podcast today to bring some extra love and healing to everybody that is facing great change and is having trouble moving forward. I also feel ascension is happening big time. I felt the ascension waves yesterday. I feel them periodically. And it comes in as waves of change, light information. And sometimes our body rejects that, right? Our body is like, no, I don't want to change. And then we can feel fear, stress, anxiety, pains, ascension symptoms, right? So we want to bring light to all of these things. And I want to talk about psychic changes also, because I'm feeling these. I'm feeling my gifts are changing. My empathy is growing. I'm also feeling that the old ways that I used to balance myself no longer work. Like I used to do certain Qigongs and Reiki all the time, and they just don't work. And I feel like confused. I don't know how to communicate and balance my body, but that's not true. The way I need to do that has just changed, and I need to listen. So I wanted to talk about this with everybody. If you might be facing energetic issues or you're feeling unbalanced as a sensitive person, to start to talk to yourself again. What do I need to balance myself? What healing techniques do I need? What activities do I need? When I do this and I'm solution oriented, I feel better. Now, this is a major issue for me and many psychic healers and energy sensitive people is that you know that you need kind of different things to balance yourself. Like for me, I needed to do a lot of Qigong for years, like at a young age. I needed to do yoga. I started to do yoga at 14 because I always would feel so energetically off. I think also some of us that are star seeds and from other realms, we don't do well in a human body. We really need a lot of extra balancing energies to be grounded and to feel balanced in a human body. So as we work with the energy of moving on, we want to see what levels we are dealing with. Are we dealing with relationships, home, work, body, energy, or maybe all of the above? We're seeing massive changes on the planet vibrationally, conscious-wise, political, social. We're seeing major change, and that's also mirrored in our personal life. Change can bring up a lot of fear, can bring up grief. It can bring up this energy of feeling stuck or anxious or just kind of like the world is uncertain. So I just want to bring in some angel centering for everybody to just kind of feel balanced throughout change. We can bring in our Pegasus guides also, see a sword and a shield, Archangel Michael with us, as we're going to practice now walking forward confidently in our life, gathering all parts of ourselves from the past, forgiving all people, releasing guilt, releasing any negative emotions, and just starting to walk forward in wholeness, in confidence, in faith, seeing the angels walk before us, and just practice letting go. We are letting go of everything. What's meant for us will stick. What's not will leave. We're making space for new things to come. We're just completely letting go, completely moving on with love in our heart, with wholeness, right? Your spirit is always whole. You're always connected to your eternal self, which is always stable, always sovereign, always abundant, always big, beautiful, bright, and radiant. So connect with the fullness of you. Know that that inner stability is there for you no matter what you're facing in the outward world. And we're just completely letting go of the past. I am feeling some energies of nostalgia, letting go of the past. We're letting go of also limiting belief systems that the best is gone, that any self-pity you have, any negative attitudes you have about the past and moving forward, we want to release those. We want to dissolve the ego. We want to get out of our way, right? We want a neutral mind. We want an open heart. And we want to just be in that energy of innocent faith. Innocent faith is our greatest tool right now. Moving on with innocent faith. Our angels are with us. We are safe in the universe. And now we just want to bring that love out to the planet, out to our full consciousness and then the planet. And we just want to just bring light to all the dark places, all the dark beliefs, all the dark energies, bringing light, bringing love, bringing peace, and also calling back the fullness of us. If you've left pieces of yourself throughout your timelines, throughout the different times in your life or even past lives, different situations, we want to bring back the fullness of us and be present in the now, present in joy, in innocent faith, in confidence as we walk forward. I'm excited about the future. Know that you are never alone. Reach out, talk to people. Know that many are going through stress on and off because this is a great time of ascension and change on earth, and you are not in it alone. I have a free Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. I'm also available for private angel healing sessions. And I also have a catalog of classes on my website. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok also. And I'm on YouTube. I'm excited to connect with everybody and share angel healing, faith, and inspiration. Please reach out to me. Let me know if you're feeling this energy of moving on and how you are doing. I'm wishing you blessings and positive energy. Have a great day.